To yourself.
The recording has begun, and we are live.
I bet Gwen Stefani sucks at sex.
I disagree at that.
Sean?
There's a music video where she is sweaty doing push-ups on stage.
Yeah, that helps.
Don't speak.
That helps a lot. That supports my argument that she sucks at sex.
Sean Why? Thinks she's rocking.
Well, I'm saying like...
Because if you were... Hold on a second. If you were good at sex, you wouldn't have to try so hard to work out. You wouldn't have to try so hard to get sweaty. Like, oh, look at me. Look out. You could just be good at sex.
See, I think she was good.
You could just get down on the dick and then you don't have to worry about anything else.
It's boring.
Well, she's
with a country star.
She left fucking Gavin Rossdale, which is fucking dumb.
And by the way, Gavin Rossdale would hang on to a girl if she was good at sex. You know Gavin.
I know Gavin.
That's what I'm saying. She's with country guy.
You know that British Gavin... Derek tries too hard to be funny or relevant. Ban that
All
guy
right,
for
ban.
Life.
I agree.
Hey, you got it.
Do you guys ban that guy for life.
What are you guys thinking?
Hey, done. Hey, that's a that's a funny action you that's relevant to this that. Conversation. Ban.
Kevin, can you just nod yes or no or no or I guess nod yes or shake no.
Anyways, I just get the vibe that Gwen Stefani doesn't have sex good because she's always like,
say no more.
Rocksteady! You know, she's always screaming, being out there, being like, why are you trying so hard? Basically, if you were good at doing it.
Well, you would know about that, according to that guy.
You wouldn't have to try so hard.
Well,
see?
So,
she probably sucks now.
Thank you.
Blake, back in the day, when
Blake
she
Sheldon?
Those push-ups.
Who's
Blake Lively? More
that,
like it.
What
like
you,
to see
what
that?
Is this? Yeah. No.
Have you heard the latest with No Doubt? Like the band No Doubt?
I'm sure they.
The other two guys.
They finally just announced. All right, we're touring without her.
What?
Like they've been trying to get it going for so long. So they did it.
Well,
I think they got.
She's
hey,
not the
are you ready for
singer?
Her?
Yeah, it's true.
Her brother, right?
Yeah, who killed himself actually?
Ooh.
Well, they have a new singer.
Sure.
What happened?
From what I understand,
I never heard that before.
From what I understand, it's the guy from AFI.
Oh fuck you!
What? Dexter Gray?
Is that his
I don't,
name?
I don't think
that's I,
his name.
Whoever the lead singer is of AFI,
if you said
I ran
it,
into him at Comic-Con once.
Would Derek bang her, though? Of course.
Yeah, we're not being picky.
Come on, I'm not sexist.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would have sex.
I'm equal opportunity. I'm an ally.
Hey.
Okay.
So what you're saying is No Doubt.
There.
Yeah, No Doubt.
There
that's
is.
That's what you're saying, buddy.
A lot of people out there. The guy from AFI is who you got to be, No Doubt.
Well, I think you need to really
look,
appease the fan
base.
I think you need a
being good
singer.
At sex I isn't the so. Only important thing in the world. It's just one thing.
But it is an important one.
It's just one thing, and it's not even that important.
Yeah. I don't know.
Eric, what do you think?
Is it important to be good at sex? Question of the week.
That's a podcast question of the week.
Podcast question of the week. Is it really that important?
It's probably nice.
You
right?
wouldn't
hey,
know.
You know what,
I
though?
Wouldn't know.
Hey, if you're too good at it,
yeah, tell me because
it can
you,
cause problems.
You have this problem.
I don't.
This
know,
guy has this
I
problem.
I don't know what you're saying.
What
next problem do you have, Garrett?
I've known this guy for fucking years, and
a
I've
decade.
Seen this problem happen.
Sometimes, if you're too good,
he's so good,
it'll drive him
it,
nuts.
It messes with the head. And I'm not going to say it messes with the girls' heads, because I believe if he had sex with a man, if he had sex with a dog,
if
he had sex with a fucking gray alien from deep space, the gray alien from deep space would get his
gray.
Head spun, and he'd start going crazy about Garrett.
Moves. I got intergalactic moves.
He would start using his spaceship to watch you when you're going around. Like, oh, who's Garrett talking to today? Oh, who's the person working at 7-Eleven that Garrett
like,
talked to too much?
Get ready for a probe. I would just I'd back up.
Wow. Yeah. So that's the
Thank
problem.
You for that.
When you're too good at sex, your partners get crazy for you.
Yeah.
It's like you're a drug and they become addicted to you. And when they don't get their drug, they start going through withdrawals.
Fiendish. Yeah,
they
it's
get
like,
fiendish.
It's like that scene in Ray where Ray Charles is all like on the bed.
Yeah, heroin overdose.
Yeah.
Except I don't think you want a dick in that movie.
That's not.
Did
no.
I didn't see it.
Somebody
I didn't see it, so I can't.
I
say
maybe
it.
He was blind. He didn't know what he
but
wanted.
I don't speak of things I don't know
like,
about.
He's like, I like whatever this is.
Yeah.
So it's too dangerous.
Wait,
I don't. Give
I have
it
to
way.
Do it blind. Hold on.
Yeah, he's stopped.
Can I see your sunglasses?
Yeah. Here you go.
It's you know maybe
do
he's like.
Thing.
What is this?
Yeah.
you know, like Ray Charles. That's my Ray Charles.
Yeah, thanks,
man. It could be Ray Charles is blind. He could be sucking on a metronome.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he thinks it's the microphone. He's like, I want a good vocal. The thrill is gone.
He thinks it's the microphone.
The thrill is gone, Ray.
Sorry, Ray. That's just my dick with a microphone sock on
it. Didn't he sing The Joy of Pepsi?
Yeah.
Or the Pepsi theme?
He was in a Pepsi commercial.
He thought he was sucking down a Pepsi. He thought he was sucking down a crystal.
Sucking down something
every
else.
Every piece of Pepsi.
Ray Charles. People, hey, podcast question of the week is not a question. Photoshop Ray Charles sucking down a piece of crystal Pepsi.
Podcast question of the week is being good at sex important?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the podcast challenge of the week.
Podcast challenge
Photoshop of the week. We should start that.
I don't want it to be Ray Charles because I think that might be disrespectful, but can we have the actor who last represented Ray Charles?
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Yeah, with a crystal Pepsi or something.
Sure.
I kind of like having the challenge of the week because last week we had one where you brought up dirt or a rash. Or whatever, and people made those games.
And I put them in the podcast.
Yeah, I tweeted some fantastic out. Fan art.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh man, fuck, that was weird. Theme song. I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horse. Thank you. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be lonely horseman, lonely horseman.
All right, and that, if you're watching this on Tuesday, you just heard Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande.
You actually just heard Lonely Horseman. Guaranteed.
What do you mean?
Confirmed.
No edits?
Wow.
No edits.
All in camera.
Hey,
edits
you're not going to do Ariana Grande's Dangerous
that
Woman?
That could be the next week's theme song.
We can do in camera edits, though. Like, if like Kevin could close the shutters on the camera, like we say cut right here.
Yeah.
I was listening.
There you go.
All right, nice.
In camera.
Classic.
I was listening to the radio and Ariana Grande came on talking about her new single, Dangerous Woman.
Yeah.
And she said, when I started doing music, I was 16. I didn't know very much. Now I'm 22, and I know a lot more. That's why I'm a dangerous woman.
Whoa.
Nice.
So
that's 8 years, according to my math.
I've been doing Mega 64 for, like, 13 years. That makes me, like,
dangerous man.
You're fucking
No, I'm beyond dangerous man. Yeah, I'm, like, Death Lord extraordinaire.
Like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, Grim Reaper. Why do you think I'd say that?
You're the Grim Reaper. Fuck. I'm Death Lord extraordinaire.
Yeah.
What am I?
I'm a special guest.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
Special death.
Hey, she was on SNL last night, and she was legitimately really good. That's not a joke. Her impressions were so good. Legitimately. She hosted and performed.
She was on like a kid's
show.
Is
she a pop music?
No, yeah. Well, she was a... She originally was like a child actor.
Is she a
started
pop
singing.
Music? Does she do pop music? Excuse me.
It's like Miley Cyrus. You know, she was on that show.
Is she a pop?
Same thing.
She a pop star,
yeah.
Derek?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whenever, yeah, Derek.
I think it's
Derek's
funny.
The only one correcting me.
No, I'm not correcting you. I'm repeating you.
No, that's true.
Is she a pop music? Anyways, what were you saying?
No, her impressions were like way better than you would ever have expected. Wow. And she is a good singer, whatever. But anyway, yeah, it was shocking.
When she sings, she sounds stuffed up to me. Really? It's really nasally.
She sounds like she says her R's is W's.
Is that what it is? It sounds fucking weird.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, did you know what shows she was on before?
I do.
It's a bunch of Nickelodeon
you
shows.
Did? Well, you have kids, so there's an excuse.
Yeah, it was Sam and Cat.
I feel like for a while you followed some Disney stars around.
Did you?
Yeah, this guy.
Oh,
yeah. This guy
he
was
all right.
You
he followed, was yeah, obsessed. You followed him around or what?
Hey, real quick, the first person who ever told me about Demi Lovato.
Rocco. Yeah, Rocco. Mm-hmm. Selena.
Rocco.
Miss Gomez.
Rocco. Ariana Grande, too.
I feel like you know Ariana is a
Knicks star. I didn't hear about her
star.
Except from Rocco.
Yeah.
You know about the teen pop star.
It's not.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Rocco, nothing. And according to Garrett, you follow them around.
Hey.
Yeah, I follow them around. Hello, Selena Gomez. Hello, I'm very attracted to you.
I'm head over heels in love with her.
I like younger women, and I know you like younger men. I'm very head over heels for you. This was a video, right?
Video. There was a fucking creepy ass guy.
Yeah.
I've never seen this video. I think Rocco is just saying this.
For Selena Gomez, but Selena Gomez pictures in the background. He kept going.
It's not John DeGrassi's video.
Over heels, in love with her. Selena Gomez.
Radass Badass has a video out there.
Yeah.
But that was of Demi Lovato.
That is Demi Lovato.
Let me say that this Selena Gomez tribute video was when she was like 15.
Yeah, it was a long 16. Time. It was a while back.
Okay. It was super creepy.
No, but you don't necessarily like their music or like their shows. You just enjoy watching them.
Stop.
What the
fuck? Please. Stop. Get on my level or get on my level or stay on the curb. Hey, I want to say real quick. I want to say this before we get too far into this. This podcast is, as we kind of joked about a minute ago, this podcast is raw. Okay? We are doing this very off the cuff. No edits, no editing. What is going on is we are all going on various trips this week, and so we're doing a whole bunch of stuff. We were going to have to cancel. We were going to not do a podcast, but we said instead, let's do one, and we'll just set it. We'll set it out there, and we'll upload it raw and be on our way, rather than not do one at all, because that would be lame.
People like it raw sometimes.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's what we're putting out here. No edits, no filters.
Well, baby, I like it raw.
And we are still working on a few different things. I know there's been some stuff with the audio and like things like that. We have ordered all kinds of new equipment that we haven't implemented yet. We're going to be getting that going probably by the next one, give or take, whatever. But anyway, we're still figuring that stuff out. I got a lot of emails about, like, I don't like the audio or the audio, you know, whatever. Mm. Some of them are, like, angry on a level I can't really...
I don't like that.
I can't really
You gotta
understand.
Keep it... If you're gonna be in our world, you gotta keep it positive. Yeah.
But here's the thing. You gotta just work with us. We don't know shit about any of this stuff.
Anything.
We're kind of just... You know, we're just kind of a few people who like goofing around on a camera, and we don't know all this technical stuff. So we're learning. So just please be patient with us. We are getting that stuff.
You know,
and it will be better. It will definitely be even better than it is now. But
we've learned a lot along the way.
True.
Yeah.
From previous sets to previous podcast setups. Yeah. And we've spent a significant amount of money on equipment along the way. We've constantly been upgrading it,
right?
So
when it comes to all that kind of
we are learning
technical stuff. We are still learning, but anyway, we have a lot of cool stuff on the way and things.
Deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you need someone to be mad at me, I'm working on it. That's it.
I'm not mad at you. No one should be mad at you.
Don't be mad at Eric.
You can. That's okay. Just don't be mad at the show. Be mad at me.
He's
I'm fine with that.
Spare time, guys.
Well, yeah.
I'd be mad at him.
Yeah, I'm not fucking mad at Eric.
Yeah, he doesn't need this shit.
Hey, if you're in our universe, keep it posy. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Be posy.
Sean is saying it.
So there you
can be naggy. I give you permission.
Don't be naggy.
Keep it naggy.
Okay, this is size posy.
I don't like the way you say that.
Naggy.
You should try saying neggy, Garrett. It rolls off the tongue real nice.
Neggy. No, I don't like it.
When I act neggy, all the people around me get neggy. You know what I mean? It's cool to be cruel.
You That's gotta
true.
Be.
That's true. It's cool to be cruel. Remember
Did
that.
Did you guys see Spider-Man's fucking eyes?
How do they do that? How are you gonna
what
fucking...
What the fuck?
There's no suit that squints
you
eyes.
You seriously want to talk about Spider-Man's eyes?
What happened? No.
Do you seriously
really.
Want to talk about Spider-Man's eyes?
I don't.
I think let's talk about Spider-Man's eyes.
Oh,
hey, yeah.
Okay,
fuck
okay.
the
okay.
eyes.
Now that we're doing
personally, look, I don't... All right, let me... First and foremost, and I want to make this crystal clear.
Yeah.
Listen up. If you hear nothing else about this conversation, listen to this. I don't really fucking care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Fuck yeah.
That being
wow,
said...
Wow, Derek cares too much.
Stop caring.
I don't care, really. But that being said... I think it's dumb that Spider-Man's eyes move. I think that's stupid. His suit doesn't make sense to me that his eyes would move. Doesn't make sense. Now, I read a very long-winded explanation online.
I've seen it. Wow.
About how... Peter Parker actually designed the suit to use, like, shutters, like camera shutters, in layers on the eyes, so it's like an aperture closing. And if you listen closely, you can actually hear the mechanics working. And I think... I just want to reiterate... I don't fucking care.
I don't like it. But also, if you're in that boat of, no, it's cool because da-da-da-da-da, I just think, like, yeah, and why did Peter Parker do that?
Because he can zoom in.
Why was it so important that Peter Parker built camera lenses in his eyes so he could
smirk at people? Since you're feeling that way,
can I ask you
something?
What?
He's a man spider
that
gets summoned by a man in a robot suit to steal a magic shield off a guy frozen in ice.
Yeah.
And the biggest complaint was about eyes that moved on a costume.
That's good point.
So I'm just curious where it stops and starts with what we believe and what we don't.
I'll tell you exactly why.
Yeah. Good point.
I actually do agree.
Good point.
You snarky fucker.
Not trying to be snarky. Just
no, that's okay. I'll tell you.
And the audio sucks because of you.
It's actually what I was just saying a moment ago.
It's what he was just saying and stay home tomorrow. Go ahead.
Thank you. You can explain cool stuff if it improves the story, but when you start going down this path of explaining irrelevant shit, the story doesn't hinge on whether Peter Parker can squint his eyes or not. So to develop a whole backstory as to why he can squint his eyes is really moving away from anything that fucking matters at all in this movie.
Then why have a complaint about it moving or not moving if it's not contingent on the story? I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm curious where it stops and starts, where people's complaints begin and end.
I'm saying, it's because people have an experience with Spider-Man that goes back to the 60s, and people are already familiar with Spider-Man, and when you start changing stuff, people get upset.
But you're not changing anything. His eyes moved in the comics.
Okay, then I'm not changing anything. Sorry. I just want to say I was wrong and Eric shut me down.
No, I'm just curious. I'm not trying to be contentious. I'm just curious.
Eric, devil's advocate question
there's
for you.
There's just like a lot of...
Because I don't know shit, okay, about Spider-Man especially. I don't know anything. But his eyes moved to the comics, but was it some technical aperture thing that made them move?
Just the way
they drew it?
No explanation.
No, it was just they were drawn big.
You
and
can show emotion when Peter's got the costume on by him squinting his eyes and stuff, so they would illustrate it that way.
Which,
now that his suit does that is throwing people off because the other movies didn't do it.
Sure.
I think what you're saying though, Derek, is we had a discussion about things that are obviously
relevant.
When you see it in the trailer, it's like, whoa, how's that possible? And the only answer is this giant comic book explanation that doesn't feel sincere or real. Mm. Not even real. Not that everything in a movie has to be real, but it doesn't feel like... I used the example when I was talking to Derek about... to me, the perfect example of movie kind of logic in action is Jurassic Park. None of Jurassic Park is remotely possible.
Right.
But man, every step of it feels so perfectly... Like, it feels like, okay, this is false, but I feel like I could do this. I see how they're doing this with the blood from mosquitoes, and they're setting this up, and they're doing that. It feels completely within this universe logical that they would do that. And I think having how is he controlling his eyes? Well, he developed a system to wink. I don't really understand why he spent all that. I don't really get why that pulls you out. It's not like you could give me the comic book explanation, but I'm just kind of like he developed that for 6 months.
Yeah,
like,
I guess it sticks out because masks don't do that. And then you explain why this mask does it, and it's like, well, now you've explained why this mask exists. Is this what the movie's about?
Doesn't really bother me, but they could change. They've been known to change stuff from trailers to like a final film release.
I don't care if they change stuff.
I'm not gonna see that final film anyways.
I don't care if they change stuff. It's just a matter of like that Jurassic Park example. Even if stuff doesn't exist in real life, it just needs to feel true and hit you in the gut. And the squinting thing, it just rings false. It just people see that and it kind of just in the back of their mind sets off this thing of like, well, that's not right. And then you get this whole explanation of like, no, it actually is right because, and it's like, well. I'm just going to go with my gut.
Yeah. Again, don't care.
No, I do care now.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I thought
now.
I liked the trailer. It almost didn't need that Spider-Man thing at the end. I think up until then, it was just like, hey, here's the new Superman jerk-off character
Superman jerk-off
extraordinaire, like, Marvel film you're going to get. All of them fighting, and boom, Captain America 3. I think, like, at the end, throwing the Spider-Man thing on, I get it why it made everyone go nuts, because we got Sony crossover now, and
I was going to say, though, that all aside that we talked about, I thought it looked great. I thought that costume was, like, that looks like old Spider-Man. I thought that looked great.
He's a lot younger in some of the more recent comics.
Yeah.
And it seemed to have a really young voice in that trailer.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw the actor that they picked, I'm kind of like, man, they kind of just keep getting torpier, huh? I was kind of surprised by that, but...
But that's all right.
But, Peter I don't know, Parker but,
was yeah, always, like, a little nerdy science kid.
But, I was just purely, like, how the costume looked in the shot, I thought was really cool. I thought it looked like the old... I feel like we're in a phase now of it being acceptable. Like, we went through a long cycle of, oh, you're doing a movie of this character? All right, put him in black leather and armor. And you know what I mean? And I feel like we're just now getting out of it. Mm-hmm. Where now, okay, we have a new Batman. He's just in gray with the thing. Really? He's not in armor? He's just in gray and with the bat on. Wow, okay. And now we got Spider-Man, and it's just a jumpsuit. There's no black rubber webbing, metallic eyes. It's like, we're out of this, like, it's got to be dark phase. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, the X-Men that we're beating movies, that. I think the fucking leather X-Men costumes were so bad.
I just remember being in high school and seeing the first one. Yeah. And them going, what were you expecting, yellow spandex? And I remember sitting there thinking... You should have committed. Yeah,
but in first class, you kind of got that.
it was
a little better. It was a little more familiar to source material, but it was still like, I didn't really like it.
Yeah,
I for what it's worth, all the Avengers and all the movie spinoffs from that series, their costumes have I've always been like Thor's costume is.
Yeah, they all look
exactly
pretty good.
Exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, they're not. Again, I think that was the one of the. First feet out of the black leather zone.
Yes.
You know, and I remember even when Batman Begins came out. I mean, I loved all those Nolan Batman movies.
Yeah.
But even when Batman Begins came out, I remember him having the armor thinking, the rest of this movie was so sincere and like, kind of like, what am I trying to say? You know, it was all very homegrown how he created Batman and all this stuff. So when he was all like finally armored up in the suit, I remember thinking kind of like, that's kind of like old Batman. You know what I mean? Like that. Like we're still in the Michael Keaton gotta have armor era, and even then, I was kind of thinking like it would have been kind of cool if they maybe just kind of simplified that. It wasn't armor, and I like that. I like that we're getting out of that now. Now again, some people are pointing it out. It's true. Batman versus Superman still looks like it's trying way too hard with the dark kind of whatever thing. But I'm saying we're kind of walking out of it. Like we're not there necessarily, but again, that Batman is different. You know what I'm saying.
Soon
whatever.
We'll be getting like Flash Gordon revival. Really colorful.
Let me tell you though, as someone who doesn't follow the movies, I see what people on Facebook, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People are very excited.
They are very
which
excited.
Which I kind of am jealous of. Like, I'm not excited at all. But being excited for the new Civil War or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
Or Suicide Squad or whatever.
People are so excited. It's like, man, I don't feel that excitement. I'm like, I'm almost jealous. Like, that would be cool to be excited, that excited about something, but whatever. But I have no idea what the fuck is going on anymore. Like, all I'm absorbing is these trailers that are pushed in my face. And at this point, things are so fucking crazy. Like, man, I jumped off this train a long time ago. I don't know where we are anymore. I don't know what the hell is happening.
Serious business.
It's very serious, and I don't get any of it. But
there's
that's
so
fine.
Much money behind it. It makes
sense. I don't
so
know if
money.
That's true, actually.
What? No,
I don't know if there's a lot of money in these movies.
When I say Batman doesn't have armor anymore, I don't mean literally that he doesn't have armor. I mean just the molded, black, whatever.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, some people do.
Oh, well, anyway. Well, fuck them.
Yeah, they don't deserve it.
Crack a book.
Doesn't the trailer look...
fucking comic book.
The Captain America trailer, does it look weird to anyone else that it's just 10 people fighting in an airport?
Yeah, I was gonna say, bad flight.
They shut down that whole...
You took the last peanuts!
Runway.
Yeah. Yeah, really. There's someone on the tarmac going, fuck, I gotta make it to Seattle. Fuck. No. Civil War.
If somebody started making Marvel movies that totally left the comics, like,
hey, new movie. It's about a guy who invents a gun that can kill superheroes. And then it's just like one dude shooting superheroes with a gun. That's a movie I'd see. One pistol.
It's funny because
Call it American Sniper.
Lord of the Pistol. Or you can call it American Sniper.
That was kind of an episode of South Park. Wasn't there something where they got rid of... Man, maybe I'm remembering this wrong. An alien came. Everyone got rid of their guns.
So
an alien showed up with a pistol, and they were no one could do anything. And then, Matt Stone and Trey Parker said, we finished the episode, and then someone went, oh, Simpsons did that. And it was like, you fucking kidding me?
Well, that started becoming a thing in South Park.
Oh, absolutely. So there was an episode. And it happened again. It happened again, and Trey Parker was like, you're fucking with me. Don't do that joke around me. No, it's not a joke. They really did this. It was like, oh my God. And he's like, and I thought about ending the show. Anyway.
Damn.
Well, you know what? The Simpsons just ripped off the Flintstones, so...
Flintstones did it.
Flintstones did it.
I'm gonna start saying that. Yeah. Flintstones did it. Did you guys like the Flintstones?
I did,
yes.
I loved the Flintstones. I loved the Jetsons.
Not at all.
I like the Flintstones.
All that Hanna-Barbera shit... You know...
Well, were you watching it as a child or as a grown-up?
As a child. I hated... I
just want to clarify.
No.
Did you like watching it, but, like, you didn't love it?
Or? No. You don't really understand what you're saying.
I agree.
No, I hated Scooby-Doo.
I love Scooby-Doo.
All that
I love
Scooby-Doo. Shit. Yeah. All that conveyor belt cartoon shit. It's funny because even when I was a kid, I knew like shows like Scooby Doo would never go outside of its comfort zone. You know, do you know what I mean? Like it was always kind of like, okay, look for this here.
Pull the mask.
But then I would watch Looney Tunes, and it was like they would go crazy. And only now that I'm older do I know. Oh well, those were done by real cartoonists, and this Hanna-Barbera stuff was conveyor belt manufactured basically. But that being said, some of the early Hanna-Barberas were not quite like that, and they were pretty good.
I don't think
early Yogi Bear and even early Flintstones was.
I'm just gonna say Hanna-Barbera is its own style.
Yes,
and there are shitty. They're just shitty cartoons from the 70s, and they all have the same kind of like not trying too hard look. But that's charming to me.
I think
it's just I'm nostalgic for it.
I like Looney Tunes and like Warner Brothers stuff
more.
But when I was a kid, I just watched everything that was on TV that was animation. Sure. I had old cassettes of like Betty Boop and Heckle and Jekyll and like black and white cartoons.
I didn't like all Hanna-Barbera. But I did like the Flintstones, the Jetsons, and Scooby-Doo.
Well, I feel like there was a 60s Hanna-Barbera, which is like, Yogi Bear. And all that stuff. And when we got to the 70s, things got real fucking weird with Jabberjaw.
Yes, that's when all that stuff started.
I think Eric likes all that shit.
Josie and the Pussycats.
I don't like Jabberjaw. I do like Josie and the Pussycats.
Tomcat.
They go to space.
All that stuff. It's like,
now, what's funny is, I agree that era of cartoons, it's like fucking whack.
They started doing fucking acid.
But I will say, I do ironically kind of love a few shows from that time that were on the fringe of it. Like Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah,
and I could get into that. I did Josie and the Pussycats to a degree.
Who was that gay panther that said
Snagglepuss.
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 Yeah.
Great character.
Stuff like that.
Pepe Le Pew.
I like Pepe Le Pew.
Definitely not a Hanna-Barbera. No.
Bugs Bunny.
I didn't like him.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Bugs Martian.
See, I didn't... You know what?
Homer Simpson.
I didn't really like Disney animation.
Really?
No. Disney Channel, when I was a kid, was a paid-for thing. So we didn't have it. That's true. And I didn't really... You know, like, I would watch, like, Lion King and Little Mermaid and stuff when they came out. But really, other than that, I wasn't into Disney animation. So
yeah, the Disney animated shorts, when I was a kid... were well animated and stuff like that. But yeah, as a kid, I remember I would be like, just give me Looney Tunes. Because those would go really all out.
And then later on, I think before Cartoon Network existed, it was like Tiny Toon Adventures and all the stuff that would come up on Fox.
Yeah.
I think Steven Spielberg was a producer on that show.
On Tiny Toons?
What about
Tiny Toons? Yeah, he was.
What was Yakko Animaniacs?
Yeah. Spielberg was on that too. Yeah.
That was a big one for me. And then when like Cartoon Network came out, started getting into the independent.
I remember dad sitting me down saying, hey, they're having a network now, it's only cartoons.
Dude, my dad did the exact same thing.
Hey, I was just gonna say, my dad did that
too. That's crazy. Whoa.
And they're being like, what? Like it was the best thing ever.
I think it's because all of our dads knew, like, you know what, they like cartoons. I liked cartoons when I was a kid, too. This would have been awesome.
Yeah, and I think your dad just wanted to make sure, hey, there's a channel that's going to occupy you 24 hours
a
day.
So sit down and shut
Are
the
you
fuck
aware
up.
Of it? Hey, I'm trying to do something, and you keep talking to me. You know there's a channel full of cartoons, right?
Well,
cartoons on right now.
It was a long time. My dad told me about it, and it was like a year before we got it on our cable provider.
Oh, okay.
And I remember my dad constantly giving me updates on, like, hey, I hear Cox Cable might add Cartoon Network soon. I'm hearing. And then finally there was one day it was like, hey,
it's coming.
Channel 50, check it out. And it was like, you're kidding 50. Me. Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was on, and it was Down with Droopy D. It was a block
Holy
of droopy
shit.
Cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
I which I loved.
I loved remix. I remember Top Cat was the first thing I saw on that channel.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Down with Droopy D bumpers, weren't they like remixed animation?
The Down with Droopy D.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, that's cool.
It was that, and I remember I hadn't, before Cartoon Network, I had not seen the old Screwy Squirrel cartoons. Do you remember that?
I don't think I've seen.
By the makers of Droopy, it is a character, Screwy Squirrel, and they were kind of a little more, like I say, edgy, but it was more like he would do more stupid stuff. They were old cartoons.
Oh,
but
he was just like a moron.
Yeah, and they would kind of push the envelope a little bit more. And I remember specifically there's an episode where he is friends with a giant bulldog and is trying to get away from him, but finally at the end, I'm remembering this, I know, pretty patchy, but he says, all right, fine, I'll be friends with you. And the bulldog goes, thanks! And he grabs Screwy Squirrel and turns around to hug him, and you just hear, oh, guess I need another friend. Like, he crushed him to death, and it was just the end. Oh, wow. And then I read later, years later, it's like, yeah, they did not air that again. Like, he gets completely
maimed.
Well,
that's maimed. Like the one time I saw killed. Tom and Jerry. Which one's the cat? And the mouse killed...
Tom, cat.
The cat killed the mouse.
Yeah.
And that was the end. And I told my friends at school, and no one believed me. And then...
Tom killed Jerry?
Yeah.
In one episode.
There's one episode. I saw it, and no one of my friends believed me that this happened. And
there's also one episode where Tom talks, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He says something at the very end.
I like when they have a, like, a mammy character. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Where there's like a very
housemaid,
stereotypically
whatever.
Racist housemaid that
you
always
know,
interacts
some of those
with
who
us.
Have
like
aired, some of those that have aired since, like, every now and then they'll still air some of those.
But it's an interesting
some of them have been
look.
Re-recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
The voice has been redone.
Yeah. They were put on DVD. They were actually put on Blu-ray, but in their regular form, and they were introduced. You know, I think it was like Leonard Maltin was
the
like,
"The world is better."
Hey, these are
that way.
Eric, I'd like to rephrase.
The world is better.
I don't like that.
Sorry. As discussed earlier, this is raw. So,
go for it. The world's better.
It is.
I wish we could go back and re-record every offensive thing that's ever been recorded.
Yeah.
Ever.
Wow.
Everything in the history books that's offensive. Redo it.
Do it over.
That's a good idea. We'll just re-record it every few years when we
Columbus,
deem things offensive.
Christopher Columbus came over here and gave money to all the Native Americans and back rubs.
We gave them gold.
We gave that. We bought the land legally, and then they said, all we want is this little, just we're going to reserve this part for ourselves. That's why it's called a reservation. Yeah. And it was nice, and it was just better. So tell your kids the truth.
No one was hungry.
It really happened.
Blankets were clean. It's a whole different
Jesus,
thing.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to go up on that cross. I want to. Do what you got to do.
I'm
keeping it positive.
He was sick of living.
Yeah.
And he wanted to die for our sins.
In fact, he probably just went up on the cross is more like a stage, maybe I would. He had a couple turntables up there.
He did a show.
He spun a couple records, and he's like, I'm out. Ascended to heaven.
Yeah.
That's nicer. Anyways.
No cave with a door.
That was that shit. That's fine, right? We should say that.
Just
a
real
last one. We can do that. Checking.
Yeah.
It's raw audio, man. It's there.
It's raw. Oh, it's raw.
Whatever happens, happens.
What is said is said.
It's just a nicer version of the same story.
Yeah.
Cool.
Essentially, it's the same.
Let's talk about real quick.
What? Yu-Gi-Oh?
What happened?
No.
Okay, we won't talk about Yu-Gi-Oh.
I was going to stay on the subject of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh.
We can't talk about Yu-Gi-Oh.
He's kind of like the ultimate Yu-Gi-Oh master.
Yeah. If he was here,
okay,
he'd fuck us up in Yu-Gi-Oh. But I was going to say something I never understood. You know, I've talked about this on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. Big Italian family, all, you know, very Catholic. And
The one thing I never understood, I brought up before how there was one time where we talked about like communion being real and not symbolic, and that was where I was kind of okay, it's whatever. Real. But that's a specific thing. Something that generally I never understood was I remember knowing people in school who maybe were Catholic or some other variation, whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd make a joke about Jesus, you know, classic one. You know, he's on the cross. He tells a little girl, hey, please take the nails out. Help me. She does it. She takes the nails out of his hands and he goes, the feet. You know, classic jokes like that.
He's falling over.
Never classic. Hey, if you're Italian, you're classic. Catholic, you're hearing these classic jokes going here to there.
Okay.
So, anyway.
What does Jesus put on a cracker?
But one, Jesus the of one Nazareth. Thing. That's a good one.
Classic.
This is classic stuff.
Man, missing this.
But the thing that I never understood was that there would always be people in school or people I remember, I won't say their names on here, but you guys know them, that would be like, oh my, come on, don't.
How could you?
And I always thought to myself, if you, at the maximum, you could believe in God, you don't think they know you're joking? What? Let's talk about the greatest forces in humanity. Love. I'd say humor is like pretty far up there.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And so let's say when you die.
No jokes.
When you die, do you think you're going to be faced? We heard the fucking joke.
Yeah, Michael at the gates.
The feet.
No, who's
all right,
at the gates?
Pull the fucking lever.
Peter, who's at the gates?
That just never, ever made sense to me in any capacity, that someone who, a being that could create the universe, would go, what did you say about me?
The devil created jokes.
What? Oh, God, I'm sorry. God, the creator almighty of heaven and earth, it was a joke. It was? Sorry, I spit on you.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my God. What? Oh, myself? What?
Oh, myself?
That was a joke. Oh, I've been pissed for 30 years?
No. Let me explain it to you.
He works in mysterious ways.
Because you're wrong and you're going to hell. Let me explain it to you.
Yeah.
God knows you're joking. He doesn't fucking appreciate it.
He doesn't like it.
He does not appreciate the joke.
Don't do it.
You can joke. God gives you free will.
You'd be joking.
You can go murder. But you'll go to hell.
You know what? I'm with Derek.
The choice is yours.
I'm with Derek.
Murder and a joke, I guess, are just not really.
Derek's right. You're wrong. You're going to hell. See, you know how people come up to you and they tell you jokes and like they're not funny and you go like, well, I guess I had to suffer through that. Imagine if it was like an entire
plan.
Oh, so God is up there just rolling his eyes going, all right, you make a joke.
Oh, the feet joke.
It's like, it's like when someone in the chat joked about Derek and we said ban him.
Yep, exactly. And that's how easy it is.
Now I get it.
Hey, let me tell you.
Now I get it.
The feet, that's God's arrow to the knee.
Yeah.
He hears it a million times a day.
I never thought of it that way.
And then they're God means.
All right.
God means, banned bro. From heaven.
That's right. These are God
because means. He hears all of them. He's like, over it.
And to get back up there, you got to make a new screen name.
You're spamming God memes thinking he's up there fucking laughing? You're going to fucking hell.
It's not being ruffled.
I get it now. I'm going to hell.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
See? Told you he was wrong.
Listen to Derek more.
I totally get it.
Yeah. That's so funny.
God names.
Well, it's not funny.
It's not.
Yeah. So
it's funny. Maybe, it's more just funny in the sense that I am damned.
I heard though, if you're in hell and you're good with Tor, you can browse your way back in.
Oh, you can go in the dark afterlife?
Dude, if a hacker dies and goes to hell, can he still like get into heaven somehow?
It depends on how good of a hacker he is.
can you hack hell? Dude. This is a fucking movie that needs to be made.
Dude,
no more Captain America bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Can a hacker who goes to hell hack his way into heaven?
Dude, the encryption on heaven is a bitch.
How you gonna fool? Everyone?
They got Saint Peter on every fucking operating system.
That's who it is.
Yeah, it's like, book. Dude, you got it's like at least 32 key
dude,
encryption.
Yeah.
You gotta be a hell of a script kitty to get into that book.
Firewall.
He firewired.
You have to have the holy script.
He puts USB 2 into his laptop and sticks the other one
don't even have three.
Into the fleshy walls. Well, it's hell.
It's hell.
So he sticks into the fleshy wall.
That is oozing pussy wall.
Yeah.
They're still using SCSI ports down there.
Yuck a puck of SCSI.
How do I hook up this printer? Oh, yeah, there's a printer-specific port. Are you fucking serious? Oh, what? You don't have Wi-Fi?
No, this is hell. Welcome to hell.
When you go to hell, it's an old computer. You try to hook up the computer, you find out one of the pins is eternally bent.
Oh, fuck. Your BIOS jumper's in hell.
Oh, wait, this is DVID? I don't have that.
When you go to hell, you hook up the printer fucking perfectly, the computer still can't find it.
Yeah, that's here, though.
Welcome to hell. Every motherboard battery is totally drained, and the date never gets saved. All the BIOS settings are rewritten every time you start it.
It keeps saying it's 1984.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That is the one thing that happened to me during the Y2K situation. You know, that was all bullshit, but I did have a couple things reset. I had my computer and my printer did go 1984, and I just, oh, okay, and I fixed it.
Yeah. You know the best thing to come out of Y2K? Mm. Your brother's screen name.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Shout out to Y2K Based.
Yep.
If you want to get fucked up on Street Fighter, give him a call.
Yep.
Well, give him a call.
Yeah.
Call now we up. Know call a lot up. Of things. Rocco's going to hell.
I'm going to go down to hell and smack up Satan and go back to heaven where all my homies waiting. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors this week. Yeah. We have sponsors. I want to thank the generous folks at Kickapoo. Kickapoo Joy Juice, the delicious nectar of a soda. Joy Some Jesus. Call it a soda. Others call it... You know, we were talking about Jesus. If I had the cup of Christ, I would fill it with Kickapoo Joy Juice. I would take a sip and... I chose wisely.
Jesus juice was what they were going to call it, but then that whole Michael Jackson scandal happened.
Yeah, they were going to call it Jesus juice. Yeah. It was going to be called Drink Up Kids. That was going to be their slogan.
Yep. They just replaced the wine at the communion with Kickapoo Sangria.
My church did it.
They did that.
Yeah.
That's
you must be going some outdate bullshit.
Because that is the blood. Mine does. Yeah. I think that's the blood.
Go mine see does. Pastor Michael.
We're not doing the wafer. We're doing a Dorito.
Oh.
Give me a Kickapoo.
And then we
game all night.
That's a church I want to go to.
Yeah.
Cool.
We ain't praying, we're playing. Pray station.
Well, they'll be at the next con, Game Church. We'll see.
Shut
them.
Up and buy Kickapoo. There it is.
Okay.
Go to drinkkickapoo.com if you want to order it or find information on where to order it. You know, it's on Amazon. I know you guys got Amazon accounts. Don't act like you don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know the truth. And then you can even find it at some beverages and more stores. But follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and they'll give you updates on where you can drink up, chug it, love it, and be above it.
You know,
be above
you need,
with it.
You know, you need soda updates in your life. So get on that on your Twitter.
So get on it. And
honestly, they talk about us a lot on their Twitter.
They do.
They tweet like our videos,
like
they promote our videos.
They,